This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You're asking me that question as the music comes on, Dom?
Well, Joe, I figured you wanted to do the pre-show.
Of course. That's why I'm here.
Well, you looked at me as if like you were shocked that the music was playing.
I thought you were going to play a gong so I could do a haiku.
I was waiting for the word from you to play the gong.
Things have changed. It used to be you come in here for the morning show and they play a gong. And then I read a haiku, usually centered around Jim Colony and his golf balls. I think it's too late. The moment has passed.
I think Abe Lincoln was the president back when they did that on the morning show.
Do you know of that? Have you heard that?
Yes, but I don't think it's been done in a very long time.
I know.
But if you're the host, I do what you say. So I have the gong sound ready if you want me to play it.
I don't have a haiku ready. That's what I needed to hear.
Exactly.
Let's do that later. But for you to ask right before I go on the air, should I do this or should you at 5:40, was very jarring to me.
Well, hold on.
And now, it's too bright in here at 5 in the morning.
It's very bright in here. Let me explain why I asked that.
Yeah.
So you texted me just to pull the curtain back a little bit.
Sure.
You know, you texted me, we were talking yesterday about the
show. You can repeat the whole text message if you want.
No, I was just going to repeat. Care. You said, hey, I'll probably be in, you know, around 6 o'clock-ish. Well, the pre-show starts at 5:40, so I'm thinking, okay, if Joe comes in at 6, I guess I'll do the pre-show.
What's a pre-show? Either the show starts at 6 or it doesn't.
Well, the show starts at 5:40.
Okay.
Then why
is it a pre-show? My show starts at 10 during the week. We don't have a pre-show. We have a show.
I think it's just an excuse to take a segment away from Callis, but that's neither the here nor there.
Yep, you might be right about that.
No, they've been doing it forever. It's like 40, it's 5:40, 20 minutes where you talk about anything but sports.
Right. So, well, I do that anyway for half the time.
Well, that is true. That's why I enjoy your show so much.
And then I also said I might have to leave early, so why am I even here in the first place?
Yeah, why are you here in the first place?
That's a pretty good question, isn't it? You mentioned Harry Callis. And is your name still Intern Dom? Have we stripped the intern part of that yet?
Yeah, somewhat. 50-50.
Are you still an intern?
No.
You're full-time?
Part-time.
What do we have to do to get you full-time around here?
Ask Craig. It's a great question.
How long have you been part-time?
So I finished my internship after the summer of 23. So this is second summer of part-time?
Who was the first person you met at the fan?
The first host. Pony was the first host.
Because he's a Syracuse guy?
Correct.
You looked up to him?
Correct.
You sought him out?
I did. It was October of my freshman year. And I've said this to him. I'm not just saying this, but he was one of my biggest inspirations for radio. And I knew he went to Syracuse, and I'm from Pittsburgh. So I just reached out to him one day, and I was like, hey, man, you know, I've listened to you forever. I'm a huge fan of yours, and, you know, you're one of the reasons why I'm in this business. Do you have any advice? And he got back to me. We met up a couple times, and the rest is history.
How about that? Mm-hmm. What a nice man to reach out back to you.
You were the second host I ever met in passing.
Really?
Pony quickly introduced. He was like, "Hey, that's Joe Starkey." I'm like, "Yeah, I know that's Joe." And it was in passing. So it was, we didn't have like an in-depth conversation.
Right. And how long before I remembered your name?
Well, I texted you yesterday and you didn't know who it was. So I guess you still have, I guess you still haven't.
No, I know your name. I just don't have your information logged into my phone clearly since I said, who's this? Could have been anybody. You mentioned Harry Callis. Did you hear about that debacle?
Yeah. You know, I'm sad for the guy, to be honest.
What was he running for? Do we know?
I've been asking people some council position.
Right here in Greentree.
Yeah.
You're probably not aware that Harry and I live on the same street.
What?
Yes.
Currently, like at this very moment.
For years, Harry and I have lived on the same street. Now, we never knew the Callis family singers. They're at the top of the street. We're at the bottom. But the street is, you know, I don't know, whether it's 50 houses on the whole street.
I never knew that.
You walk around in a circle. It's a de facto track, basically.
Yeah.
Harry lives at the top. We live at the bottom, just to add some context to the story. And yes, he was running for office in Greentree, and neither my wife nor I voted in this particular election, and he lost by 2 votes.
Oh, boy, Joe.
If we vote for Harry, he goes straight to 3-on-3 overtime, right?
Would you have voted for Harry?
Probably not.
Okay, well then.
No, I don't stand for anything Harry does, I don't think. I may. I don't know what his policies are.
Right.
It just seems like I wouldn't.
I don't know what his policies are. He hasn't talked for the last month, so we wouldn't know.
Well, yeah, it's been very odd around here. So what did you hear about this? And is Harry crushed about this? I feel horrible.
Well,
I don't know that I would have voted for him even if we did vote, but for him to literally lose by 2 votes when my wife and I could have at least got him to overtime.
I mean, it's like the conversation, would you rather have the Steelers lose by a field goal or by 3 touchdowns? What's more heartbreaking? You know, the three touchdowns, at least, you know early on that the game's over, whatever.
Yeah.
To lose by 2 votes, I think he was pretty upset.
Do you know Harry well?
Somewhat. Yeah, we text.
Are you viewed as a rival, as a threat to the current producers? I would think so.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Come on,
not.
Dom. You're known in your early career for your honesty. There's no doubt that you're a rising talent and you're a producer. And therefore, Harry, who produces my show again?
Bechtold.
Bechtold Limits. And probably not Donnie. He's risen, you know, he's a rising star, Donnie. But the other two, and certainly every other part-time producer, from Sean Don't Call Me Seth Meyers to Jolie, while they may like you, view you as a rival. And a threat.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, but they shouldn't view me as a rival. I view all of them as friends. I love all those guys. And Callis,
it's no different than that. And your other trait so far is your honesty. So let's get on board here.
I am getting.
It's no different than if you're in the quarterback room. You're a kid out of Syracuse. You're what was his name? Troy Nunes? Was that his name? Was that one of their quarterbacks?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Pick a Syracuse quarterback.
Kyle McCord.
There you go. You're Kyle McCord walking into the quarterback room. And you guys may hang out the way Trubisky and Rudolph and Pickett did. Wonderful friends. From what I understand, they went on boating trips together. Really. But they're also competing. It might be a friendly competition, but they're competing for the same prize, as are you with all the producers suddenly. Intern Dom is all growed up.
I mean, I guess in a sense, but I don't view it like that. Austin does an unbelievable job with you. Callis does a fantastic job in the morning.
He's okay, Limits.
He's okay.
Yeah. I like him. He is a likable little character, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He wears shorts that are way too long, but he's a good guy.
What do you think of his hair?
You know, I was thinking about this the other day because I saw him for the first time earlier this week.
Jimmy Neutron?
Yeah, that's a good comp.
Ace Ventura, the first movie?
Yeah, another good comp.
You can see Limits driving down the street with his windshield broken.
Yes.
And his head out the door.
Oh, yeah. I think Austin, I've said this before. I think Austin, you know, I don't know how he does, with women or whatever. I think Austin would really benefit.
Horribly, I could jump in right there.
You can confirm that for me?
Nobody's listening, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's
time
what, 5:51 Memorial Day? Yeah.
He struggles. He's basically Tommy Pham at the plate.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I didn't want to
say Tommy Pham gets 2 hits every 10 at-bats. I don't even know who to compare Limits to at this point.
Yeah, he has his, I mean, me as a major league player. I think Austin would benefit from, and this isn't a shot at him. Actually, it is a shot at him, but it's in out of love. I think he would benefit from a wardrobe makeover,
to be honest. You might be right about that.
Yeah.
In the office or outside the office? Because here's the thing with him. He has an elite, and I mean elite, t-shirt and sweatshirt game. He does have that, which sort of fits the motif of the office. But maybe he's a guy that should wear something different, change into his uniform, so to speak, and then go back to his street clothes after the game.
Correct.
And I do agree with you. Tell me more about that.
Well, because I see, you know, when he posts, you know, different things outside of the office, he wears those really baggy shorts, and he wears fat people's clothes. Mm. He wears baggy shorts that go past the knees, and he wears t-shirts all the time, like little dinky t-shirts, which fits in the office because it's kind of his thing.
Yeah.
But outside, you know, I think it would help him if he switched that up a little bit.
So essentially what you're saying could be a theme for Limits would be to grow up, said with compassion, right? His parents are wonderful people, but he might need his own apartment soon. Would you agree with that?
Yeah. He's what, 23, about to be 24?
Yeah. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with that, especially depending on one's economic circumstances.
Sure.
And God knows they ain't handing out six-figure salaries around here for producers.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
But at some point, I want Limits to take that step forward. I really do. And maybe the clothing, they say you sort of live into the clothes that you wear.
Right.
I think you're right, actually.
I mean, you always dress very nicely. You always look like you're, you know, about to go to a, you know, fancy dinner or maybe a golf course.
No, that's not true at all.
Yes, it is true.
Every day I'm dressed in golf outfits.
Okay, golf outfits, same thing.
It's an upgrade on Limits, don't get me wrong.
No, but it's you dress nicely, though.
Sure.
And I think it does you a big favor because it helps, you know, your aura and everything else.
Well, this is said in the context of Limits perhaps finding a relationship. I'm already spoken for, and it doesn't matter anymore. I didn't even shave. I don't shave anymore. I barely, you know, wake up. But Limits, he's just beginning here, and you're right. So the next step, I think, is a host and producer-wide, what do they call the confrontation you have with someone who has a problem? What is the word for that?
Like when everybody kind of gathers around and...
Right, and confronts them.
They do it for like alcohol, like people who like drink alcohol or whatever.
Yes, of course.
Hold on. I got to Google this because it's going to bother me.
I think all of us
intervention.
Need intervention. Thank you. And I think you should lead it. I think it should be somebody his age who sort of moderates. And then when you need to call on people like Pony and I, Malzy, who else could we get involved in this? Who's the elder?
Crowley.
Absolutely.
Looks up to Crowley.
Yeah.
Donnie.
Yeah. I think Donnie could be involved. So we need to pick a neutral site that's not his house that he still lives in and confront him. And
we
could actually have a guided, I know a couple of good therapists. In fact, I go to them weekly.
Right.
Where they could guide this. We could go to a class or two, all of us together, and then gently confront Limits. Although there's a lot of truth that needs to be told, right?
Yeah, I mean, those are never easy for the person who it's for.
Right.
But I do think it would help him a lot. Again, this is out of love. We're not trying to attack him or, you know, put him down.
Right.
We want to help him.
Because
we all love Limits.
We love Limits.
We love Limits.
What a guy.
Yeah.
Wonderful man. And we need to choose the site. And then we need to have, you know, it's almost like a surprise party. Like, hey, Limits, meet us at, I don't know, Permane's in the Strip or something. That might not be the right venue. Meet us at Dom's for a ball game.
Yeah.
Or at Pony's house.
Right.
Right? For
Pony
a ball
probably
game.
Has a very nice house.
Right.
I'm sure he has room.
And then Limits walks in and there's no ball game playing. There's Pony at the door, perhaps with a tear in his eye. There's Malzy waiting for him. There's you. There's the kids of his generation waiting for him. And perhaps we all hug him, maybe a group hug to start out, and say we've come here, Limits, to confront you about something, to try to make your life better.
And we want it to be a welcoming environment, too. Sure. So I think the hug would go a long way.
Yeah, chips, you know, soft drinks, things like that. You haven't been on a date since Malzi had hair. We'd like to see that change. You just walked into this party with baggy shorts and a t-shirt. I think you're you're pretty much enacting what we've come here to confront, yes?
And you know that he would walk in dressed like that, too.
Exactly.
So we could easily bring it up and show him, like, you know, Austin, you know, you're showing us where the downfalls are right now.
Right. Right. I think this is a great idea, honestly, because I want to see him. It's time for him to take a step. It does feel like the sports analogy. He's in AAA. We want to see him get to the majors. And he's a wonderful man. I mean, somebody's going to find a prize in him, right?
I hope they like Pirates baseball, because I don't know what else you're going to talk with him about. But
wiffle ball.
And football, right?
Wiffle ball.
Oh, wiffle ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's...
Is that part of the confrontation?
You know, Joe, I again, 5:57 on Memorial Day, so I guess we can say what we want.
What time does this segment end?
6 o'clock-ish.
Okay.
You know, I appreciate everything he does with Baldwin wiffle ball. And I
so do I.
And I enjoy a good game of wiffle ball, as I'm sure you do.
Right, we always have.
But you know, let me put it this way: if you're going to the bar to try to talk to women, the top of your resume cannot be run a wiffle ball league with my high school friends.
Right, right. I mean, listen, it's great. It is, but it tends to dominate the conversation about when the conversation's about him, invariably it turns to Baldwin wiffle ball.
Correct. Right.
And at this point, I think he would be hurt. And I think, again, we would have to maybe individually hug him at this point. Don't you?
I think he might try and walk out.
Yeah. Well, like, they do. That's what happens. Either they do that or they lie and say, sure, I'll change. You know, I'll go buy a different pair of shorts.
Right.
And that's another thing, is that we would need probably just to sort of legally kidnap him, take him to the store.
Right.
And force new clothes upon him.
Sometimes that's what it takes.
Yeah.
We can have Callis work security at the door to make sure Austin doesn't try to leave.
Yes, I like that idea a lot.
And then, you know, try
I think Crowley's words would have profound meaning here. I think there's certain people that would really jar him, and I think if Crowley confronts him truthfully, that it really, really would have a profound impact.
I agree. Austin says how much he looks up to Crowley.
Right.
Which, so let me ask you this.
Yeah.
You know, you asked me about competition or whatever. You know, for how much Bechtel talks about how much he loves Crowley, do you ever feel, you know, some kind of competition that your producer is essentially professing his love for another host?
No. Because, I love Crowley, too. This is the only time in fan history, as we go overtime, big surprise there on my first segment on the morning show, the only time in my fan tenure where I genuinely like everybody who's on the air.
Really?
Yeah. Genuinely. Wait, do I like? Yeah, he's okay.
Make sure you have everybody accounted for.
I mean, Pomp and Malzi, right? I mean, Malzi's a wonderful man.
Malzi took a shot at
me. Did I say Pomp or Pony?
You said Pomp.
Oh, yeah. Pomp's the guy I work with. Of course, I forget that because he only shows up twice a week. But, I mean, come on. Bob Pompiani, what the nicest man in America.
Right.
Wait, Malzi took a shot at you? What did he say?
Yeah, I was going to maybe bring this up a little bit later. He actually took a shot at me and Austin.
Ooh.
Collectively. Would you like to hear it?
Like the clip of it?
I have the clip.
Why don't we do that at the top of the hour,
perfect,
even though the top of the hour is already passed? Do I owe you any reads, anything like that? Or is that just a free zone?
Tell me that the pre-show is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, please.
The pre-show brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Yeah, and I'll tell you more about sort of the behind the scenes with the fan host and how horrible it's been at times and how that's changed.
I'd love to hear that.
And then we get into the Pirates. I actually enjoyed this series. I'll save my take on that. Thank you, Dom. What do we do now? Do you play music?
Now you send it to break. I'm waiting for you.
I did. All those things were keys for you to go do something.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.